Here at Mount Sinai, we're offering VO2 Max testing as part of our Performance 360 program. So VO2 Max tells us how big your exercise engine is, your capacity as an endurance athlete. We hook you up to a mask, which measures the amount of oxygen you breathe in and out. The difference allows us to determine the maximum amount of oxygen your body uses, which is your VO2 Max. During sedation, patients suffer two major changes that place them at risk for respiratory compromise. Patients with morbid obesity, sleep apnea, lung and heart disease, or critical illness are at increased risk for these complications, particularly during high-risk procedures such as transesophageal echocardiography and fiber optic bronchoscopy. Question 17. A very low white blood cell count would be indicated with the medical term A. Osteopenia, B. Thrombocytopenia, C. Leukopenia. Question 17 answer. C. Leukopenia. Leukopenia is the term for a low white blood count, while osteopenia refers to a weakness of the bones. Thrombocytopenia indicates a low platelet value. You're listening to Road to Resilience. For 14 seasons, comedian Daryl Hammond was a regular cast member on Saturday Night Live. But behind the scenes, Daryl was suffering. After 40 years of misdiagnoses and a suicide attempt, the true source of his symptoms was identified: childhood trauma. Daryl's journey is explored in a new documentary film called Cracked Up. Here's a clip from the trailer. Welcome to Module 1, the Meningeal Lymphatic System, an elaborate network of lymph vessels in the brain. How it was discovered. These vessels lie alongside much larger blood vessels and are quite literally in their shadow. A team at the National Institutes of Health used advanced MRI imaging to see them for the first time and recently published the images in eLife.